There we go. That was you, not me. No, I get all the respect in the world for everyone in the organization, and I can't thank, you know, the Spanos family for everything, the opportunity they gave me, you know, back in 2013 to lead their organization. So, you know, I understand the importance of the game being a division game. It's our opener. It's our home opener, playing in front of our great fans and everything. But I got a lot of respect for all those players. They're a lot of great people, not just players, but the way every coach, every player, through some tough times, just, you know, fought their tails off every day. There was no excuses. We just showed up to work every day, and unfortunately, we didn't win enough games. But we're excited here. You know, that's the thing now. I've got a new home, and we're ready to go.
Mike, players use a chip on their shoulder all the time. The coaches use that same motivation?
Well, you know, we all understand the importance of the opener going into this game, playing a division team. You know, whenever you come from somewhere, you always think about those things. But, you know, we just got to go out there and play our game.
What did you take from being a head coach there for four seasons that you now use as an offensive coordinator that maybe when you had that job before you didn't know? Or?
Well, I'm gray. I've aged a little bit. No, but I've learned so much, you know, as a coach. You know, I was very fortunate to work with some great coaches there. You know, and I spent so much time with the defensive staff, you know, in the meetings, learning so much about scheme, technique, how we were going to try to take 88 out of the game, things like that. So I learned all those things, you know, being with John Pagano and the rest of the defensive staff and being around some great offensive coaches and being involved in the kicking game. I learned so much more about the game. And, you know, it's kind of – it's interesting now. Every once in a while, a coach will walk in my office and say some things, and I kind of just smile. Hey, that's your decision these days. I don't have to worry about that anymore. And there's a lot on his plate, but it was a great experience. Like I said, I can't thank the Spanos family enough and every player and coach – for everything they did the past 4 years in the organization.
Does knowing personnel on another team well, does that get overblown in terms of when people talk about it being an advantage? Is it a lot of an advantage, or is it different because it's a different scheme they're using now?
Well, I think I've answered plenty of questions, whether it's the staff here or the players here for some tips, but it's all about the players going out there and executing. We're going to put plans in. We're going to talk to them about everything, but it's important that, you know, they kind of use the information we give them to go out there and study on their own. But it does help, you know, just talking about, you know, the preparation part of it, what type of players they have, you know, what they like to do in certain situations as players. But it's all about the 11 guys, you know, in all three phases going out there and playing.
Coach, you know Phillip.
Yeah.
What makes him so good?
He's special. He makes every player around him better. He's a great face of a franchise. You know, the Chargers are very fortunate to have a player like that. You know, anybody that has, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback that does so much. You know, everyone wants to read about this vehicle he's purchased. Well, that's Phillip. And he was, you know, there when we first got there together back in 13, you know, him, Eric Weddle, Danny Woodhead, and a few others were there at 5 o'clock every morning. So that's nothing new to him. He prepares like no other, and he's even a better human being. He's a great person, and he's a great leader of an organization. So he's a Hall of Fame player, and, you know, he's a special person too.
Trevor was elected one of the captains.
Yeah.
Of the offense. What is it you see from him where he's kind of going into that role because he was a midseason captain last year? What type of leadership is he exhibiting as he enters his second season?
Well, I think to start off with, you know, with Trevor being voted the captain, it says a lot about what his teammates think about him and all the captains, not just him. You know, but I think, you know, through the offseason, he didn't skip a beat. You know, we sat down the first day, we walked in together, and the first time we told them, hey, what the situation would be, how we're going to handle things, and it's your team. You know, all the quarterback, you know, him and all the QBs, we said, when you're in the huddle, you've got to go out there and think this is your team. In the meetings, you have things to say, speak up, and we're going to let it play out. And that's what they all did. So I was proud of all the quarterbacks, you know, even with Kyle, you know, with what he did. You know, the way Paxton ran the huddle did certain things, and we had to kind of learn from each other. It's a new system this year, so there's a lot of things to learn, and they weren't all getting all the reps, so we were splitting the reps evenly for a long time there. The way we have this schedule set up with the three quarterbacks and the three groups offensively and defensively rotating against each other, so I think they all did a great job. But it really says a lot about Trevor, what his teammates think about him, and the way he's come out here and prepared every day, and, you know, the way he played last year also.
Is it important for Trevor in the offense to have sort of a number three pass catcher, whether that's a wide receiver or tight end, a number three pass catcher kind of solidified, or is it something that can be kind of a revolving door in this offense?
Well, in our scheme, we're going to play a ton of guys. And we're going to play everybody. If you got a uniform on game day, there's a good chance you're getting in there at some point in time. I think we have a talented roster. Speaking offensively in the skilled position, my job is to take advantage of the talent we have and use those guys and keep everybody fresh. So, we'll change from week to week on what we're doing, how we're trying to attack teams. Philosophically, we're going to add some wrinkles. And, to go back earlier on some of the questions, with the first year in the system, we still have a lot to do moving forward, and we're learning, and we're finding out each week and each day, how we're preparing, how we're practicing, and, kind of learning out what each player does best. And, I got plenty of film up there that we haven't broken out yet to kind of show guys, but we got to make sure, hey, we just kind of take our time and do what we do best right now moving forward.
Mike, is there any concern over the left guard situation because we don't know who's starting?
No concern at all.
How far Bowles and Watson come in getting ready to face the kind of edge rushers they're going to face starting with Bosa and Ingram on Monday night?
Well, the great thing out here is they play against the premier pass rusher in the league with Vaughn. And so we've been going against him every day since the first day we stepped on the field, and all the other guys that we work with also. But we all know what Vaughn can do. And so going against him, and it's great to have Shaq back out there now. We were with Shane for a number of weeks also. So they've gone against the best in the business. So there's nothing like that. It reminds me a lot back in the days when Jordan Gross and Julius Peppers, Jordan was the rookie coming in there. Julius had been with us already, and they just got better every day. So that's what makes you better, is playing against great players. It helps everybody on the team.
What did you see from Jamal in that game that makes you think he's ready? Sorry.
Well, you saw a couple of those plays that he made, and, his ability to get to the edge, and you just see the way he's worked. And all you got to do is go back and, turn on his tape, a couple of years back before he got injured, and the type of player he is. So, I look forward to him having a great year, and, we're going to monitor him on a day-to-day basis, weekly, and, we're going to roll everybody. So this is, I think it's a great system for him to be in, the way we've rotated players since, back in the day with Foxy in 2002, we've always played everybody. So he'll have a number of plays he'll play, and certain things will be designed for him, and I'm just going to listen to him game day and during the week of how he's feeling, and just make sure he feels great when we kick off on Monday night.
Watching that game last night.
To be honest with you, I watched about 7 snaps, and that was it. I was busy doing other things, so I didn't watch a lot of it.
It just feels like offense in the NFL is so much about speed and younger guys, and it just never stays the same. And I'm curious if you, what your thoughts about that are in general.
The age or the speed or what?
The just changes so quickly.
Well, there's nothing like speed, and I think that's one of the things. If you look defensively now. You talk about this pass rush and everything. You look at the talent that defenses have up front now and the way they rush the passers. It's not just the skilled position. It's everybody now. These athletes that are out there that are running around, flying around, the size and speed, it's fun. But there's nothing like speed.
Mike, how quickly has Brock gotten up to speed and how great having back?
He's done a great job of picking everything up. He's complained a little bit to me about some words that have changed. I said, well, hey, I had, when we left, I had to change some things. And then, I think when I look at what, Adam did before, or after I left, it's a foreign language to me, all the code words they changed too, and the way they did things with Peyton there for a little bit. And then when Coops came in, he changed some things too. So that's the game. We change. But he's a smart player. He's a talented player. I know all about him from when we went and drafted him, worked him out, the year we drafted him. So he's done a nice job in a short amount of time.
How far has he come from when you first got him as a rookie back in 2012?
Well, there's nothing like experience and the amount of time he's played, but you love the way he comes out here and just works. And, he was schooled the right way here early on in his career. He's a pro, and he's done a nice job of picking up the changes that I've had to help him with.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the game.